In 2016, San Antonio College started a program to help meet the needs of students living in poverty. Administrators say the Student Advocacy Center has helped hundreds of students with the goal of keeping them on track to complete a degree. TPR education reporter Camille Phillips explains.
When social work faculty member Lisa Black launched the center 2 years ago, the college knew, anecdotally, it was needed. But Black says they didn't know how common it was for students to be unsure where their next meal was coming from until there was a place they could go for help.
And quite honestly, for many faculty members, it's a relief. It's very hard when so much of your success is measured by, you know, are the students making decent grades? Are they dropping from your class? It's tough for a faculty member to help with needs that they're not trained or equipped to help with.
More than 70 students a day use the center's grab-and-go in the lobby of its new building. It's stocked with snack items like cereal and noodle cups that students can take without answering questions. Around 160 students a month fill two bags of groceries from the food pantry upstairs.
Students were visiting our pantry because they were hungry that day. So they would burn an entire visit where they can get sustainable food for their families to go home and cook in their kitchen because they had a math test and they hadn't eaten or had a drink of water all day.
According to a 2016 survey, 1 in 4 SAC students sometimes go hungry. More than 40% have unstable housing. Last year, the Trellis Company gave the college $25,000 to use as emergency grants. This year, it's been renewed for $30,000.
I've gotten an emergency fund request as low as $17. On average, of the 75 students that we've dispersed to, it's about $300. And it's for all of the things that you can imagine, like rent and utilities.
Black says the center is more than a Band-Aid. It offers ongoing support, from individual counseling to how to build a budget. But at the end of the day, the only real solution for students is earning a degree that allows them to earn a bigger paycheck.
This is their hope. It's the way that I escaped poverty. It's the way that most people escape poverty.
And without the center to help students through a financial crisis, Black says many would drop out to get a second or third job. Others would come to class worried and hungry. And that makes it hard to study and pass tests. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.